Delaware Real Estate Headlines. Delaware Property Records Search Tool streamlines due diligence for DE agents. PropertyChecker.com offers a centralized platform to search Delaware property records, including owner information, deeds, permits, purchase history, taxes, loans, and liens. Real estate professionals in DE can accelerate transaction research and reduce closing delays with faster access to comprehensive property documentation. Bookmark /delaware.propertychecker.com/for your next Delaware property due diligence workflow. Delaware Real Estate Headlines. Delaware Commission Rates, what 5.5 to 6% means for DE agents in 2026. A new analysis shows Delaware real estate commissions typically reach 5.5% to 6%, while flat-fee MLS alternatives like Huzo claim potential savings around $18,000. Delaware agents must understand evolving commission structures and flat-fee competition to articulate their value and retain clients in a shifting marketplace. Review the full commission breakdown at hwu.houzo.com/blog/realestatecommissionsindelaware/ to benchmark your pricing strategy. Delaware Real Estate Headlines. Middletown DE Building Permit Forms and Info now available online. Middletown has published building permit information and downloadable forms on its municipal website. Real estate professionals in DE can streamline due diligence and client transactions by accessing official permit requirements for properties in this fast-growing Newcastle County municipality. Review current permit forms and requirements at the link below before your next Middletown closing or development project. Delaware Real Estate Headlines. Delaware County Assessor's Office launches new property search portal for DE professionals. The Delaware County Assessor's Office, led by Lorena Ellis Cook, has moved its property record search to a new platform at myassessor.org, while still offering links to assessment records, tax exemption information, and contact details. Real estate professionals in DE can access current property assessments and exemption data to inform valuations, transactions, and client guidance. Bookmark the new search portal at http://myassessor1.org for faster property lookups. Background and context. How redemption rights vary by state and why buyers should care. Some DE jurisdictions give the foreclosed owner a statutory right to redeem the property within a window after the sale, often 6 to 12 months. Buyers at foreclosure auctions in those jurisdictions take title subject to redemption, meaning the prior owner can reclaim the property by paying the auction price plus interest. Title insurance does not cover this exposure. A redeemed property is returned to the prior owner, not refunded, with the original purchase price plus appreciation. Auction buyers in redemption rights states need to hold capital reserves for the entire window. Before bidding at a foreclosure auction, check your state's redemption period. Background and context. Variance, special use permit, or full rezone, knowing which to ask for. A variance asks the board to bend the rule for your specific lot due to hardship. It is the narrowest and fastest path. A special use permit, sometimes called conditional use, accepts the underlying zoning but adds conditions for a specific use. A full rezone changes the district itself and requires the broadest political process. Filing the wrong instrument is the most common cause of months-long delays. The right instrument can shorten an entitlement's timeline by 60 to 90 days versus the wrong one. Before filing, ask the planner which instrument they would prefer to see. They almost always tell you. Background and context. The HOA documents that matter when buying a condo. Beyond the standard CC&Rs, four documents predict future assessment risk. The reserve study, is the association underfunded, the most recent two annual budgets, the delinquency report, what percent of owners are behind, and any pending litigation. A reserve study funding ratio below 30% is a yellow flag, below 10% is red. Special assessments in underfunded associations routinely run $10,000 to $50,000 per unit and arrive with little notice. The reserve study is a legally required disclosure in most states, but most buyers never ask for it. Request the reserve study and delinquency report in writing during your diligence period.